Idioms are words, phrases, or expressions that cannot be taken literally. It's a combination of words that has a meaning that is different from the meanings of the individual words themselves. It can have a literal meaning in one situation and a different idiomatic meaning in another situation. It's a phrase which does not always follow the normal rules of meaning and grammar. In other words, when used in everyday language, idioms have a meaning other than the basic one you would find in the dictionary, like the phrase, a chip on your shoulder, meaning you are holding a grudge, or sick as a dog, meaning you are very ill. We speak in idioms all the time, like saying once in a blue moon, pay the piper, jump the gun, and our Bible is absolutely full of idioms. And so it goes is a little idiom, meaning life goes on and on. That's just how things go. Regardless of how bad you feel or how someone made you angry or hurt your feelings, get up from your sad bed and try again. No one said you have to lay there. You, my friend, are choosing. Life goes on, and tomorrow is another day, and so it goes. If we want to eat, we either raise a garden or go to the grocery store. It's something we must do if we plan on living. We work in the garden, pulling weeds, hoeing the soil, picking bugs off, day after day after day. And so it goes. It isn't a job, nor is the task a laboring grudge. It is a benefit we get to participate with the Lord in. Our everyday, workaday world built largely of things we do over and over. And so it goes. We brush our teeth, hopefully. Wash up, comb our hair, get up in the morning, lay down to rest at night, sit in our comfortable chair. We breathe in, and we breathe out, over and over, and so it goes. Now, these may seem like mundane things, mindless, thoughtless kinds of things that we take for granted. But they are things in the interlude between events where the Lord has constructed times of respite for pondering. Aha! Respite for pondering. It doesn't mean God is done with us. It just means we're in the place of tidying up loose ends, doing maintenance. You know, when you're between projects and... Oh, how I know the thinking that says that maybe God is just done with me because nothing is happening. I'm learning to use those times for rest and regrouping. Is it possible, when nothing is going on, that it's not that the Lord is done with us, but more it's a time of rest, a time to do the everyday things that make life go on? And so it goes. On and on. Psalm 94:18-19. The minute I said, I'm slipping, I'm falling, your love, Lord God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up. I used to live in a place that I loved more than any other place I've ever lived. It was old, I mean really old, and I loved the history of it all, down to the bone. It had roots back to the late 1700s. There were huge trees, long open fields, old fruit trees which still bore the sweetest fruit I've ever eaten. There were even several old barns and a house other than the main house, which was left over from long ago tenant farming days in the 1920s. But then, life changed radically. I don't live there anymore. And so it goes. My heart has so desired to go back there and be there again. I've had dream upon dream, wishes upon wishes that if I could just get back there. Well, I can't. The truth is, I don't live there anymore. I live here, where I am now. This is where I live, and this is what the Lord has me doing. 2 Corinthians 6:2. God reminds us, I heard your call. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Or my paraphrase here, the date is today, and the time is now, and this is where we are, and this is what we're doing. We have to be where we are in the here and now, not in the what was or in the dream world of what will be. It is common knowledge among psychiatrists that in a room full of people, 40% are in yesterday, 40% are in tomorrow, and only 20% are actually in the room. My friends, there is no going back, for all things have changed, and nothing stays the same except the Lord, who is ever the same. Deuteronomy 31:8. God is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. And don't be intimidated. Don't worry. In Job 8, Bildad, one of Job's supposed buddies, gives his first response. In verses 1 through 13, Bildad speaks of the results of turning against God and forgetting him altogether. Then in verse 14, he says, "And so it goes to all who forget God. The hopes of the godless evaporate." When he says, "And so it goes," he means the situation and results of verses 1 through 13 just go on and on and on for those who forget God. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."